As New Zealand police officers overwhelmingly reject the government's latest pay offer, Australian recruiters are working overtime to lure Kiwi cops across the ditch. Constables in Australia start at just over $100,000 a year, and an officer with 10 years' experience could expect a $118,000 base salary. There's also $20,000 on offer as a relocation bonus. The Police Association has warned New Zealand officers are ripe for the picking, as many struggle to make ends meet on police salaries, and some are working two jobs. One of those who has made the move is an officer who we'll call Graham. He was with the New Zealand Police for 20 years and left at the rank of Detective Sergeant, and he joins us now. Hi, Graham. Why did you make the move?
Look, I made the move about a decade ago, largely for economic reasons. Which suited me personally.
How did it compare what you'd get in conditions in New Zealand to compare to what you can get in Australia?
Look, the big thing in Australia is Australian police forces offer overtime. So if, for example, if I get a late arrest an hour before I finish and I've got 2 hours of paperwork to do, in New Zealand you'd be essentially doing that for free. You might get some time in lieu, but an Australian police force will pay you double time, or at least time and a half, for those 2 hours. So that adds up after a couple of weeks.
And what would you say is the difference for an officer that would be of your rank and responsibility here in New Zealand to what you are currently making in Australia?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty decent pay rise. If you say a 10-year constable in, say I'll use Queensland Police, they're getting paid around about $130,000 a year for a 19-year constable. But a couple of big things in Australia is they have a base rate, and then if you're doing shift work, they essentially add on about 21-25% on top of that if you're doing shift work. So if your base wage is $100,000, straight away it's going up to $125,000 a year.
And what are conditions like there?
Conditions are good. Work is simpler in a way compared to New Zealand policing. I think New Zealand police officers work hard for their money compared to Australia. There's a couple of reasons for that, largely because I think Australian police forces have a lot more resources and more staff per population. The poor old Kiwis, they really work hard for their money.
So do you keep in touch with Kiwi police officers? And if you do, what are they telling you? I mean, are they looking at where you are and thinking, whoa, that looks good?
Yeah, look, it's probably a personal decision if you want to make the move. A lot of guys who have not made the move largely stay in New Zealand for the Kiwi lifestyle or for family reasons. But I do know a lot of New Zealand police officers have brought their family over to Australia, and they certainly are reaping the rewards of the better financial rewards of working in Australia police forces.
So do you reckon that Kiwi cops are paid enough?
Compared to Australia, absolutely not.
And there are benefits too, because I understand if you head to the Northern Territory, what, you get a free house?
In the Northern Territory, they offer a free house or an allowance. Which the allowance is about $28,000, I understand. So that's, you know, that's a big proportion of your wage. On top of your wage. And of course, if you're talking about Northern Territory, on top of that, there's overtime, which you're looking at double time or a time and a half. So the benefits about working in a lot of Australian police forces is you could, if you're on a block of 5 days off, you could volunteer and go in and do a 10-hour shift on double time. So if you do one of those shifts every 2 weeks, it certainly boosts your wage.
So that leads me to this question. Would you ever come home to work as a police officer?
No.
Appreciate your time. That is Graham, who is a police officer who used to work in New Zealand, 20 years here, got to the rank of Detective Sergeant. He's overseas now, outlining there the kind of money and conditions he gets in Australia.